You are listening to Affirmations for Living with Edvige, where each week you're invited to join in our upbeat discussion as we look deeper into spiritually based principles that can change your life. We know that change can open doorways to new beginnings, and we are dedicated to helping you make the changes needed to improve your life. And now, here is your host, Reverend Dr. Edvige. Hello, everyone, and welcome in once again. Of course, you know that you are loved and appreciated for being here because there are only a million other things you could be doing. So I thank you and truly appreciate you taking out the time to listen to my show today. And of course, if you hear something that you like, please share the show with your friends because it's all about spreading the word, getting it out there, because Affirmations for Living is indeed about finding a better way of living. It's about empowering you to be the best that you can be. And of course, if you haven't already visited my website, do so. And there are a couple of new ones coming up. Right now, there's affirmationsforliving.net, there's Dr. Edvige, and there is the Light Body Mentor coming up. So definitely share it with your friends and stay connected with my app, Awakened. That's about it. Today, we have a wonderful woman on, Reverend Madeline. She began perceiving the human energy field at the age of 15 when she began sensing images, colors, sounds, feelings, and stories inside people's body. How interesting is that? Being able to detect what's inside someone's body and what's going on at 15. She lectures on the psychics of the psyche, the connections between the seen and the unseen worlds, where body mechanics and self-awareness meet. She teaches a powerful awareness training, and we're going to share a little bit about that, both nationally and in Canada. And her work has been mentioned in 3 books on healing. So I am truly honored to have her with us today. And of course, feel free to call in, ask questions if you have any. And without further ado, are you there?
Here.
Hello.
Hi. I'm glad to be here.
Oh, let me give out that call out number. Thank you, Don. Mm-hmm. That is 530-327-7602. 530-327-7602. So please feel free to call with any questions or comments that you have about the show. So that in itself, the intro is fascinating. How did you handle that? And how did all of that come about? Did you just wake up one day?
Actually, when I was about 4 years old, I guess it was sort of a wake up. I thought, I'm in trouble. It's too primitive here. And I was straight A student in school, bored out of my mind, but they said there was something called high school. So I figured, well, okay, you know, that must be when they give you the real skinny, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got into high school and just walked around in shock for 2 weeks going, no, I cannot believe this is it. And so I took on my own education.
Wow.
And apparently, according to what we're understanding of brain science now, I did what a teenager's brain needs. Love to get this message out to people. This is really important because teen suicide is the highest rate of suicide in our country. Apparently, when we're born from age birth to 5, our frontal lobes, which are higher thinking, are active. And you can see that in any kid. They're all full of love and joy. Mm-hmm. And then the back brain, the R complex or the reptilian brain, becomes active from the age of 5 to about 13, so you can socialize and learn logic and left brain stuff. Mm-hmm. But then around that age, around 13, the brain shifts back to the frontal lobe. So I was giving my brain what it needed and by studying yoga and meditation, and I was interested in massage and metaphysics. So by the age of 15, I was seeing inside people's bodies.
Wow. pretty amazing.
It's
So
just pure brain science.
your spiritual awakening began when you were 4 years old. I mean, you came in without the veil up. You came in with the knowing already.
Yes, I did.
So now that aspect alone, what was that like as a child? Did people accept you or, you know, what was going on around you?
No, you know, this is the 60s. I mean, my family was very loving, but I was on Long Island in New York, and so there was none of that. So I sort of had to, you know, hide. There wasn't too many people that I could share with. Luckily, mm-hmm. luckily, you know, I knew I wasn't the one that was crazy. I knew I was seeing clearly. And, you know, thank goodness for that.
That's wonderful, because so many people, as you know, who awaken, who have gifts at an early age, they feel like something's wrong with them. And a lot of
right.
times they're even, their parents take them
right.
to, you know, psychiatrists
yes,
and different things.
Yes,
and
it's
so
terrible.
What a blessing that, you know, that didn't happen for you. I know for me, it started when I was 12, beings coming in and visiting me.
I'm sure
and
you didn't
mom,
go run and tell your
mom,
parents and the school
said,
and the teachers.
Just go. She said, just go. They're trying to teach you. And I'm like, okay. So yeah, wonderful. But they didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. Back. So then how did you get to where you are now?
Well, I knew to keep, like I said, I knew to keep everything under wraps. And then when I finished high school, I took off, you know, and just went and looked for real teachers, which is very hard to find at the level of esoterics that I was looking for. Because I was very high in math, so I have very high logic. I like science, but, you know, here I was seeing, you know, inside people's bodies. So I had to try to find somebody who could really teach me what was really going on. So, you know, it was a journey, and I was lucky enough to find a couple of amazing teachers, and one of them who was Bob Rasmussen, who taught me this Regenesis, which is a hands-on awareness art that helps, that does two things. It helps the practitioner wake up, and it helps the person that you're working on, that you have your hands on, regenerate cell tissue. So you can shrink benign tumors, I've done it, and mend bones and all sorts of neat things.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say. And so when did you start doing that?
That was probably mid-80s, I would say.
So as you're learning these different modalities and you already are connected into spirit, how did it transform you?
I think it was more, what I wanted was absolute inner peace. And so by doing these practices and studying with who I studied with, I kept getting greater and greater moments where I was in what I call it's really our natural state, but an enlightened state where I had no anger, I had no fear, I had no anxiety. I would think of something and it would materialize and, you know, that kind of thing.
Mm.
So that, and of course, you know, just absolute inner peace, and everything was actually kind of funny.
How?
Well, when we really understand what's going on here, it's a dance of waves. It's a holographic kind of material projection of the dance of a wave and a particle. And so the reality is that it's unbelievably miraculous that we think we are sitting on a chair. And that there's something solid, because the truth is, and this is, again, pure science now, the science is backing up what, you know, we all have known, that if you, what are we made of? We're made of tissues and bones. Well, what are the tissues made of? They're made of cells. What are the cells made of? They're made of molecules. What are the molecules made of? They're made of atoms. What are the atoms made of? Subatomic molecules. What are subatomic molecules? They're pure energy.
Energy, yeah.
So the dance, and because of the way that I taught myself to see, the dance of light and sound, the constant dance of light and sound is amazing. And everything emanates light.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's awesome. So now, what is this original wave, and where can people find out more? What is it exactly?
So, originalwave.com, that's the name that I use for my business, mm-hmm. because when I was doing this hands-on energy work, I realized that there is actually an original wave. There's a wave that creates us. There's a frequency that creates us. So if you have a starfish and you cut off a piece of it and it grows back, mm-hmm. it grows back at a specific frequency. That same frequency is in the womb. So it's all creation frequency. And so the original wave is that creation frequency. And now we can have access to that frequency. We can learn how to access the creative frequency that made us. You can learn this hands-on technique to vibrate at the original wave frequency for your own peace of mind and body, and others benefit from the regenerative frequency you learn to emanate.
That's so very interesting.
Isn't it? Yeah.
And it's so interesting because, okay, I'm going to have to share a story with you because you mm-hmm. don't know anything about me. Mm-hmm. One of the experiences, and I recently released a book, You're Not Crazy, You're Awakening, because like I said, I've been visited since I was 12 years old. So one of the experiences that I have, it just reminds me, I'm thinking this must be the original wave. I was guided by my team to go into a mantra in the wee hours of the morning in an altered state, and I just start to say this mantra under my breath, and the next thing I know, my whole body sort of liquefies, and I feel like I'm on an ocean with the ripple of a wave.
There you go.
And they guided me to keep saying it, and I would continue to feel like I'm on a wave. I would stop. It would stop. I would say it. I would be on that wave again.
Wow.
Now, this is where it gets deep, Madeline. Okay, so they said that is the attention. Okay, well, first of all, for that week I heard the word William, so I thought it was a new guide. Turns out it was the will of the I am that they were showing me, the energy
that chills.
Yes, the energy that makes all things manifest is what they said to me.
Yeah,
was the will that moved on this wave. I'm like, whoa, this is deep. Okay, yeah. I got that. So then weeks later, I said, I want to use this will, this energy, to move my body to a new space. And so they're like, okay. So once again, in this wee hour of the morning, I start going into that same mantra, and they said, continue. I'm like, okay. My body started to ripple like I'm on the wave, and they said, continue. My body started to dematerialize. They said, continue. My body was in a craft, and I was in space. They said, continue. I went to a parallel planet where I was another person, sat there, talked to that person. She said, you know, after we chatted, it's time for you to leave. I said, I realize that, I know. And just as I said that, I was pulled back through this vortex back into bed. I'm like, whoa, that was deep. The next day, I was so excited. The next day, I'm like, oh, I'm going to do this again. So I go into this mantra. My body dematerializes that fast. Didn't realize I needed to get up to go to the bathroom. I got up to go to the bathroom because that's how aware I am. I was. Got up to go to the bathroom, looked down, did not have a left leg, and I fell on hardwood floors.
I'm laughing because I was meditating with a woman. This started when I was very young. People just come to me all the time for healing, even when I was really young. And so I was teaching her how to meditate. And so I taught her how to get in a lotus and, you know, teaching her how to breathe, and all of a sudden she turns white, her mouth drops, And she mm-hmm. runs upstairs. And I look down, and I had no body. I had disappeared in front of her, yeah. So
wow.
She would never talk to me again.
See, now, I'd be like, cool, can we be best friends?
Absolutely, for sure.
We are. Because don't, see, and that's the thing. That's what the show is all about. That's our true, authentic self. We are multidimensional beings. We're supposed to, folks. We're supposed to be able to do that. We're multidimensional.
Yeah.
Hear that.
Yeah. And it's just that the education, well, it's not an education system. The school system teaches kids to oppress all of our real functions. It's just set up wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was just, knock on wood, I was just lucky that I did what my brain wanted. I did what nature needed.
Absolutely.
And you did the same.
Yeah, well, you know, and that's the system. School truly is designed to condition you to have a conditioned response. And anyone who doesn't conform, then they call you, you know, you don't fit in the box, you're the black sheep, you're the this, you're the troublemaker. But the reality is it's designed to program you to have a desired response that they want you to have.
Yeah.
And so we really need to take more control and empower ourselves and our children by stepping outside those boxes and allowing your children to explore and to expand and to really, you know, like we were both so blessed that, you know, there was support. Well, for me, my mom saying, when these beings come, go, they're teaching you. And so it's important that we really honor our children and hear what they have to say, because we have all of these indigos and all these different children now who really need our help and guidance and support. They're not crazy. They're not autistic. They're not ADD and all these other things. They have special talents, and with that comes special needs that we need to be a little bit more compassionate with.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And, you know, and the best thing is to learn something like I teach. And it's not for everybody, but for the people who are drawn to it, they can then learn these techniques and access these vibrations and these guiding, I call it the guiding frequency that makes us who we are, this original wave. And then they really have something that they can give their kids. I love working with parents especially because they can not only help their kids expand their consciousness, but it's also a physical healing art. So it seems miraculous what the body can do with a little bit of help of this higher vibratory frequency. And mm-hmm. and anyone can learn to vibrate at that frequency.
Wow. So you said you have a class. You actually teach people how to do this?
I teach people in a weekend.
In a weekend? Okay, without giving away all your secrets.
Yeah.
And by the way, let me give out another telephone number just in case anyone wants to ask you a question. 888-627-6008. I believe that is the toll-free number. 888-627-6008. Okay, so in a weekend, what do you do?
So we learn how to access the vibration, and that takes a little while. And then we have a workbook, and we go along specific points in the body and then learn how to ignite the cellular process that I'm talking about. So if you have a battery cable, a battery that's dead, it's not really dead, right? And you have a battery cable, and you jump start this, quote, dead battery, and boop, you know, you give it a spark, and it, you know, wah, yeah. And mm-hmm. so this is that same kind of frequency. You learn to vibrate your body at this guiding frequency, and then you touch someone else at a specific point. We use nerve plexi because that's where the body cells communicate the most. So you learn this, where to touch the body on these nerve plexi points. And then by just you being in that state, sparks this memory in the other person, and then their body starts this regeneration process.
That's wonderful.
And I've had, you know, just miraculous things happen with it. My sort of the most miraculous was when my dad was dying of cancer. He was given a year or two to live. He was diagnosed in the last stages of prostate cancer. It had already gone to 16 places in his bones. But so he started dying. We tried, you know, we got on the cancer merry-go-round. We went to Mexico, we went to Germany, we went to California, we went to New York, you know, try to find a cure, but it doesn't exist on the outside. And then he just started dying. He dropped down to 78 pounds, and he couldn't eat and was in excruciating pain. And I had students in New York at the time, and I thought, well, I know, you know, you do learn how to help people transit with this original wave energy. And we worked on him once a week, about five or six of us, for about an hour, for about 5 months. Now, I also know how to detox somebody, and I'm a nutrition expert, so I was giving him specific things, but really just so to make his transition easier. Mm-hmm. But after that 5 months, his almost all gray hair turned almost all black, and he lived another spry, spaghetti-eating, pain-free 8 years, and nobody was more surprised than me. So this is what's possible, you know, with...
That's amazing. And this original wave energy, that's life force energy. I mean, that's source. Yeah. That's directly from source.
It's directly from source, yeah. Chinese call it prenatal chi.
Yeah, it's amazing. I know I do energy work, and that's the energy that comes through. My whole body ripples, and
right.
I've even had people levitate.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
That's great. My first person that I worked on, I had sparks come out of my fingertips. It hasn't happened since then, but I'm determined, maybe now that I know you.
Yes, that's happened.
Determined to have it happen
I've
again.
Had blue sparks come out of my fingertips. I was at an event, and I reached out to touch this gentleman, all bent over, older man. And his wife, she stopped. She says, oh, my gosh, you have to work on him. Silver energy came out of my hand, and blue sparks came off my fingertips to him.
We have to work together, girl.
Yes. And okay, so I just, you know, had him sit down, didn't touch him, just, and I wish I knew these points to touch. I put my hands above his crown. That's it. And the energy just flooded in. Mm. The man stood up. He was bent over. The man stood up when the energy stopped flowing. Yeah. Pretty intense.
Yeah, we're capable of that.
Yeah, it's amazing.
You can learn how to do it.
We have to get out of the
naturally.
Way. Yeah.
Yeah, well, you had it naturally, but most people have to learn it.
Mm-hmm.
I had to learn it from my teacher.
Yeah, it's just there. So now, how did you begin to see inside people's bodies and be able to see inside energy fields?
Well, that just happened naturally. I think, like I said, because I was doing what my brain needed. I was meditating at 14 and doing yoga and studying massage and metaphysics. So I was giving my brain what it needed at that time, and I believe that is what opened up my pineal gland and other senses. So I expanded into this extrasensory perception awareness because I was doing what my brain needed. I was doing the practices that every 14-year-old should be doing.
Yes, and if anyone listening, if you haven't started meditating yet, definitely start to meditate because it truly, it's so important. I'll never forget when I was visited by another being from Sirius, and they said, we're ready to teach you meditate. I'm like, whoa, okay. That's how important meditation is.
Yeah.
And the sooner we get to it, the better you'll be.
Yeah.
When you look inside...
Mm-hmm.
What do you see?
That's a great question. It's different. I have this picture on my website, originalwave.com. Please do check it out. I have a picture of a body of water with a little, you can barely tell, it's a little frog head. So that's how we are taught to see. We're kind of been, you know, in this little box of, so we look at a body of water, we see the body of water, we see the frog. Well, when I look at the body of water, and we know this is true, it's not just a body of water, there's tons of stuff going on. So mm-hmm. I see through and into and the energies around. So if I look into a body, I may see like a gray area. And then I have to keep focusing on it and asking my guides, well, what is that gray area there? And then I'll get a sensation of, you know, like whatever, maybe I get nauseous. And I'll say, oh, no, I'm not really nauseous. And it's like, oh, this person's, you know, what does that mean? Well, I get this sense of like intestinal block. So then I'll say to the person, you know, look, you need to detox. I'm seeing, you know, some intestinal block. And then I'll see if there's an emotional quality to it. Is there some anger? Is there some sadness? And then between doing the hands-on energy work and trying to enlighten the body, enlighten the frequency, and getting the body to wake up this regeneration frequency, and then counseling the person and saying, you know, it seems like you have, you know, some energy stuck in your gut, and let's talk about diet. Talk about getting some emotional support here. Mm-hmm. Are you feeling nauseous? Yes, yes. How did you know? Well, I get to see it. If I had that, I would be nauseous.
Wow.
So it's different. And then sometimes I'll just hear stories. Sometimes I'll be transported somewhere and I'm watching a scene. So it's all different. It's like we are all stories. All our cells are full of stories and all sorts of stuff. And just by paying attention, and because I opened up my third eye so young,
mm-hmm. You're tuned
and then
in.
I studied with people to help me, you know, I'm getting these messages. Am I supposed to say something? You know, like,
yeah, exactly.
Yes.
They're there.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah, at first I was like, oh my God, I'm not going to say that, you know.
Yeah.
But then it started backing up in me and making me sick. So I was like, okay, I will tell.
Yeah, you have to. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so very interesting. So now you do work with cancer patients and doctors. Mm-hmm. How is that? What kind of work do you do?
So actually, yeah, thanks for asking. The thing that I'm super excited about right now is when I was working with two clinics a couple of years ago, two alternative cancer clinics. They were sending me their patients. So, and I did an enormous amount of research from 1989, of course, when my father got ill, and had continued to do it. So I have a unique view of what happens, why the cells do that, and what's going on in the person's body, and that's something that really needs to be looked at, and they're starting to look at it. They call it psychoneuroimmunology. So I was doing psychoneuroimmunology before they had a term for it, but that's a very big piece of cancer, and it's very specified, special training to be able to see in the body and find out what is the emotional or spiritual component there that needs to unwind. It's a very, very, very important part that most doctors are not even aware of. But the exciting thing that I found is I was getting people hemp oil.
Mm.
And it turns out that there's hemp oil, and now you can get it without any THC, so there's no getting high, you just get well. But apparently it's clinically shown to create apoptosis, which is cell death in cancer cells.
Mm-hmm.
It's also clinically shown to reduce inflammation, reduce seizures, and help the immune system. And our body, apparently, they found, has a whole system of endocannabinoid receptors all over the body, but especially in the brain. And cannabinoids are found, the most place that they're found is in mother's milk. So now they're finding that hemp, without the marijuana part, you know, without the high part,
mm-hmm.
just this part of the plant, the cannabinoid.
That's good for you.
the part that's good for you is it actually has enormous is enormous medicine. And so and that I'll give my phone number out for. It's 800-900-5581. 800-900-5581 for anyone who needs that. Now there is a legal way to get that oil, and I am just ecstatic because I saw my girlfriend was diagnosed with four different cancers. So she didn't live. She didn't want to live. But she had no pain meds. She just took this oil, died very peacefully without pain.
Yeah, that's amazing. I've been reading up on hemp oil. Yeah, it's just absolutely amazing. Yeah. So now let's go back to something you said that caught my attention, and I want everyone to hear this, because everything begins internally, as above, so below, as within, so without. So illness really begins inside. It begins energetically with your thoughts, your feelings, your resentment, what you're holding, your blocks, all of that. It starts inside.
Yes, it does.
So words of wisdom, you know, where do we need to be mentally so that we can prevent illness?
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, I actually, on my website, I have a free document that I give out that talks exactly about this.
Wow.
And it's, if you understand how your mind is functioning, and you understand these warning signs, in most cases, you can prevent cancer. Just by understanding just what you asked me, if you can understand the components and the mechanisms behind what happens in the mind that affects this disruption in the cell and makes it want to die, then you can pretty much prevent it. And I urge everyone to go and get this document, because it's a simple thing. If you understand these warning signs, it's a very simple thing. And then you can watch your loved ones or yourself and find out if these warning signs happen, and then you can do something about it.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. It's so important. We are what we think ourselves to be.
Well, and we're not taught, that's the other thing, we're not taught to watch our thoughts. Thoughts are things.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why it is, like you said, it's very, very, very important to meditate. And not, you know, I don't know what people think meditation is, but there's lots of different ways of looking at it. But just being quiet and just watching your thoughts without trying to judge them or, you know, feel bad about yourself or someone else, or get, you know, without immersing yourself in them, you're just kind of observing them. It's one of the greatest things a human being can learn to do. It's one of the most powerful things a human being can do, because our thoughts are crazy.
Exactly. And, you know, another thing that I teach in my practice is this thing about getting off of autopilot.
Yeah, exactly.
That is it. Wake up, become conscious. And when you become conscious, now I'm paying attention. If I stop throughout the day and actually evaluate, how am I feeling? What have I been creating to this point? How do I need to readjust my thought process? It can change so much. And it's so important that we get that we have to get off autopilot.
And that's exactly right, because autopilot, we're in a false matrix,
mm-hmm.
and we're being pulled around by it, and we're all in, you know, there's this, like, fear frequency, you know, that is constantly being bombarded everybody, and nothing could be further than the truth, from the truth, you know. And if you watch your thoughts, and don't, you know, don't pay attention to him. Just watch him. You think, oh my God, everybody else got this crazy stuff going on? Well, yes. And so, but the crazy people don't pay attention to it. And the people who are smart are watching it going, I am not hooking my energy into that field.
Exactly.
So you learn not to hook your energy into that crazy field.
It's so important to get this message. It's so important.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. So where do you teach and where can people find out about your classes? So, okay, yeah. How many different classes do you teach?
I teach the weekend workshop.
Mm-hmm. Original Wave.
Original Wave. And that's in two parts. There's a part A and a part B, sort of that, and that's the beginner level, so there's two weekends. And then there's part C and part D, which are the advanced levels, mm-hmm. and that goes into remote viewing and remote influencing, so I work with people all over the world. You know, people call me on Skype, and I work with them that way. And that, actually, people can learn how to do that. So those are sort of the four weekend classes that I do. And then I developed a series of what I call software for the brain because when I was working with these cancer patients, they had 6 months to a year to live, so I had to get into their unconscious mind very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So I teach these techniques of how to go into your mind and work with it, and I developed something called musical word medicine and something called POP, pivoting your point of creation. And I can actually do that. Should I do a little exercise?
Oh, please, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So close your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And then try to settle down. Take a big breath. And this is a wonderful technique that you can use anytime. And it's a way of using your brain and your mind to your advantage and the way that reality is set up for us if we had this information. So think of something that your mind every once in a while says, oh, you know, I have to meet that person next week, or I have to do that drive and it's going to be traffic, or something that you're kind of like, ugh, not looking forward to. You know when that happens. And usually we just don't pay any attention to it and we don't find this as a point of power. But actually our mind is giving us a point of power. It's telling us, okay, you have this thing you're not looking forward to. Do something in this moment, right now. So think of something, not something big, you know, just try something small that you're not looking forward to. And then I want you to flood yourself with love when you think about that thing. And if there's another person involved, I want you to flood that person with love, just because, just for this, just pretend. Send them love, send yourself love. If it's going to be something like the traffic, send that. Just make a morphogenetic field of love around all the traffic. And then sort of lighten up the experience. Bring in some light. Bring in some extra from guidance. Some extra beauty into that moment, some levity, some wisdom, some clarity. And then picture what you would like to happen. And bring your attention back. I call that POP, point of power.
Mm.
Because our minds are actually trying to bang, 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 wake up, you have this thing coming up that you're not looking forward to. So we have the capability of sending our energy into a future moment and enlightening that moment. And if you really are able to do it, I'm not able to do it 100% of the time. You know, you go through it in your mind, you're not really doing it. But if you're really able to feel lighter in that future moment and send that person or send yourself love, and you actually feel it, track it. When you get to that future moment, and find out if it isn't a lighter experience.
Absolutely. Oh, I love that.
Yeah. Yeah. So I have lots of little tools and tricks like that to help us understand reality and the field that we're in a little better and expand our perception. And so I do extrasensory perception training.
Lovely. Yeah, that was actually quite nice.
Yeah. Or intuitive sensory perception training.
So what is awareness training?
So just that, yeah.
Just that.
So I have little techniques like that to help us expand our awareness and our intuitive selves and our intuitive sensory perceptions. Mm-hmm. And then these weekends, we really learn the sensation of source energy. And that is amazingly expansive in your own awareness.
Explain just a little bit more.
So the class starts, and I teach people how to access this frequency. Mm-hmm. And then the rest of the weekend, you're actually receiving this energy and being a conduit of this energy. So it's all done on massage tables with everybody's clothes on. And then we'll go through heart points, chakra points, liver points, knee points, all kind of systems in the body. I teach with this workbook. And so you light up your own frequency to this energy that you already are aware of, this sparky energy, and you learn how to find it. It's actually something natural to us. We just it's for most people it's dormant. And then we put our fingers in like a tripod position or a mudra position.
Yes.
And then we go along these certain. And we hold points, and we run this amazing spark frequency in ourselves. And in order to run it, you have to learn to focus. So it's a focus awareness. If people could just learn to focus source energy, we would have a different world. So I teach people how to learn how to focus. Human beings don't know how to focus. We don't know how to concentrate because everything in society is, you know, pulling us into distraction. So this amazing, you know, you have a tool, you can learn this tool to focus on the sensation of source energy in your fingertips, and that's all you're doing. Meanwhile, there's somebody who's underneath your fingertips, and their body is going to start to resonate and vibrate, kind of like if you had two tuning forks, you know, and one is vibrating a certain note, then the other one will just start to vibrate at that note. So you are concentrating, learning to concentrate, learning to focus on the sensation of the source energy. Meanwhile, there's a person underneath your fingertips. His body is awakening to this regeneration frequency.
Wow.
So during the class, you are receiving that, and then you are being the source of that. It's great.
Yeah, it sounds wonderful.
The class is the last week in May, May 24th and 25th in San Francisco, this one.
So anyone listening, definitely go to your website and sign up for that.
Originalwave.com.
Yeah, very cool. So let me see. What do you mean when you say it's about managing our state? What's the base particle of reality? What is all of that about?
Yeah. So This is something my sweetie said to me. He's scientific-minded, and he said, well, what really we are is a data set. We are information. We're made of information. And so if you can learn to access your own information, then it only makes sense that if we're made of energy and if we're made of frequencies and if we're made of information, mm-hmm. that we should and could learn to access and direct these energies, right?
That makes, I mean, logically, okay, I'm hearing that and that makes sense, but how do you do that?
There are lots of ways. I mean, take my class, for one.
Yes.
You know, so I do these awareness trainings.
Okay.
One way of doing it. But there's just meditating. Just by meditating. Just by accessing. Just by watching your thoughts and how crazy they are. You are already shifting something pretty big by coming off automatic. Mm-hmm. You're already shifting your vibration when you come off automatic. And coming to this observer place, because, in science it's called zero point, but if you're at a place of complete and absolute stillness, that is where everything comes out of. So why shouldn't we be learning how to access that place? Well, you can.
You can.
It's a practice.
Yeah,
you know,
so
I'm
true.
Not saying it's easy. It's a simple practice, it's for sure, but it does take, you know, concentrated effort, but it's so worth it in the empowerment that you feel. Mm-hmm. And that's the greatest problem, I think, today is no one feels like they can have the power to do anything, but, you know, the power is within. It really is.
It really is. And, you know, that's such an interesting statement, and it's such a simple statement. However, so many people, I don't want to say most people, just give away all of their power.
Yeah.
You know, and again, it comes from being on autopilot, and it comes from attaching to everything like it's being done to you and not realizing that you're the creator of it, and that when you pull your power back and become mindful and aware of the original wave and using that force, that you can create a magnificent life.
Yeah, and it really, really, really is there. It's there 100% of the time. And I encourage anyone to learn any technique that you can to try to access this amazing beingness, calm, beautiful peace, power that is, it's there. It's just underneath, you know, this crazy society that we
yeah.
somehow.
All those layers. And I know, again, when you mentioned about being detached, it's important to be the detached observer, because a lot of times we so attach ourselves to these little events and we start to wear badges, and that's just energetically setting yourself up terribly. You know, people, when they wind up with a disease, an illness, whatever, they identify themselves. Hi, I'm this. I'm an alcoholic. Hi, I'm this. I have lupus. Hi, my name is I have this. It's like, really?
Yeah.
We have to really begin to detach. And as we see things, you know, look at a fuller perspective of something. So what are your thoughts on that?
It's, I know it's not easy because we're stuck in this matrix. But the matrix isn't working, you know.
Clearly.
And how brave, you know, the people who are courageous enough and brave to say, okay, you know, I am willing to be an observer. I am willing to try to look for that absolute peace within. I am take on this practice of going to discover this source energy in me, because the more people who are doing that, and I really do believe this, that the more people are doing that, it creates greater fields of love for everyone. All the people who are attempting to do that are taking on the energy of the world. And so we do have that power. You do have that power, even though it doesn't feel like it, maybe, you know, in this mm-hmm. moment.
Exactly. You know, and it's so important as the detached observer then to, if we are holding that space of love then for the world, it's so important that we don't let those little hiccups along the way take us off our mark.
Yeah.
You know, and to do it with grace and ease and to be light, to be love. You can't look at what's going on in the world, because that's what's going on in the matrix. And yeah. that's not reality. We have to step back, detach, mm-hmm. and step into the light and hold that energy and know that everything is working itself out, because that's how the energy in the universe works.
Yeah. And it's so worth the practice, you know. It's kind of like learning to play the piano, you know. After a year, my God, you know, you can play a few tunes when you go to a friend's house. And after 2 years, you know, you can do more. And after 3 years, you can do even more.
Exactly. Or learning to sing and getting on stage and performing. I love performing. So it's like, okay, lots of fun. Or, in your case, disappearing. Okay? That's like cat's meow. That's the icing on the cake.
Yeah, my fiancé, before we got engaged, he was telling all his friends, she disappears. Because I will be standing on a line to go in for something, and I just walk in. He's like, I can't believe you just walk past security the way you do. I said, I know, I just kind of dulled my signal there.
That's just so cool. You know, I do it in the altered states and laying there in bed, and again, focus, because it is focusing that energy yeah. and able to dematerialize. But to just be standing in the middle of the day, okay, I've got more work to do.
It's fun. And, you know, that took me a long time to do.
Oh, no doubt. Trust me, I get it, because I know, yeah, where I am right now. So I know it's definitely it's work, but
yeah,
it's all
fun.
Worth it. It's all worth it. I even have a picture of me bilocating. I mean, it's
wow. Love it.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing the things that are going on right now.
It's amazing what's going on now. I actually really, as of last year, right after the end of 2012, I started really having some hope for humanity.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's some very, very, very interesting things going on while everything's
yes.
crumbling, you know, on the 3D level.
Well, but that's the illusion, and it's breaking away. Yay. It's
yeah.
falling away, and we're seeing the truth, and it's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
You know, do the work to raise your vibration and truly step into your true, authentic self.
Find a teacher.
Amazing. Okay, so do you have any other information you'd like to share with us? Or you said your next class is in May.
It's in May.
But you do private sessions, I'm sure, right?
I do private sessions all over the world, yeah. And I'll give out my number again. It's 800-900-5581. And if you go to my website, you can get that free report on how to prevent cancer in most cases. And there's I have some interesting reading on the website, too. And, anyone can contact me. I do see people privately and teach. And I have a lot of presentations coming up, and I have online presentations coming up. To talk more about the work, and if you go onto the website originalwave.com, you can see where I'm doing online presentations. presentations and in-person presentations in the Bay Area in the next 2 months.
Wonderful. So amazing. And I would think, too, that that paper that you're offering on your website, not only for cancer, but just in general, mm-hmm. It's going to give you information when things are starting to go awry
right.
in your system to begin with, whether it manifests as cancer.
Absolutely. You won't have to manifest it because you'll know right when the seed moment starts.
Yeah. That's powerful.
Yeah.
That's really powerful. So, you know, with your, where you are spiritually, I have to ask, where do you see the world going? Where do you see this ascension, this golden age? What's your view, your feelings? Because we like to use our feelings.
Yeah, I actually, you know, when I was very young, I think I was in my early 20s, I got this sort of download, you know, how that goes.
Mm-hmm.
And what I saw happening in this time, or what I was shown by my guidance, was that there would be four different realms of Earth that people will go into. And one of them is sort of this total destruction realm, because it looks like that, you know. And then this other one was sort of this Nazi regime realm. And then another one was sort of just very dull and gray. And then another one was paradise. And so I believe there's this, I don't understand how, but that there'll be four different camps that we will find ourselves in, or four different worlds. And that's another reason why it's really important to raise your vibration now, so that you vibrate at this level of the paradise level. Because I think some people will go there,
mm-hmm.
and other people, you know, will sort of go to these other not so nice places. If you're in fear, you know, when you're vibrating fear, then that is not a good idea right now.
No, it really isn't. And right now, where we are, moving into the seventh and final golden age, it's extremely
yeah.
important to do the work, to let go of all those things no longer serving you, and raising your vibration, getting off autopilot,
yeah.
becoming the detached observer. All of these things that we're sharing are all the tools to empower you so that you can raise your vibration. You know, I had my light body descend into me September of 2012.
Mm.
Yes. It was powerful. Mm. And it's just amazing how the process continues. You know, the integration of different things, it's pretty powerful. And so I know that it's possible for us in this lifetime truly to step into the golden age, truly to become the God self that we are. You've got to do the work.
You got to do the work, yeah. Or at least have the intention. You know, it doesn't have to be grueling work, but you have to have the intention.
You have to have the intact, yeah. But you also have to take some action.
You have to take some action. I call it, that's one of my other kind of classes, is I call it climbing a vibrational ladder.
Mm, love it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's one thing after one little thing after one little thing. It doesn't have to be grueling, or, you know, it could be this really fun thing. We just focus on this one way to raise your vibration. And it could be one simple thing, you know, stop eating junk food, you know. That raises
yeah,
your vibration.
That's a big one.
Yeah. That will raise your vibration. Meditating will raise your vibration. You just, you know, you
yeah.
just keep doing one, you know, one little step at a time. So it's
baby steps.
Baby
and before
steps,
you
steps.
Know it,
mm-hmm.
yeah, you're there. And
yeah.
that's the thing. It's just one little step. Mm-hmm. Ah, well, it is already that time. This has been wonderful.
Thank you so much, Dr. Edwidge. It's been a pleasure meeting you.
You too, Marilyn. We'll have
yeah.
to, Madeline, we'll have to talk.
Yeah, I know. We'll talk. Yes. Sure.
Yeah, too much fun. The original wave. All righty. So one more time, your website.
Originalwave.com.
Perfect. Yeah, we all need to turn on the original wave within us. We all need to connect into source energy.
It's already there.
Yeah, turn it on. Mm-hmm. Use it. All righty. Well, thank you once again.
Thank you very much.
You take care. Have a good evening. Get some rest.
Yeah, I will. Thanks.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye. So there you have it, everyone. Wow, this has been Affirmations for Living. And of course, you know, it's all about affirming a better way of living. It truly is about empowering you to be the best you that you can be. And Madeline's work, absolutely amazing. I encourage you to go to her website, originalwave.com, and to get that free report, look around and see what speaks to you. And really begin to take those classes, those things that are going to empower you. Again, if you haven't already downloaded my app, Awakened, do so today. It's free, A-W-A-K-E-N-E-D, Awakened. And visit my website, Dr. Edvige, that's D-R-E-D-W-I-G-E.com. You're going to find all sorts of wonderful things there. Until next time, be blessed, be safe. Know that you are loved and appreciated and that you are divine. Let your light shine. Take care. You've been listening to Affirmations for Living with Edvige. Join us again next week, Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time on the BBS Radio Network and visit my Facebook page, download my app, Awakened, and visit my website, affirmationsforliving.net. And remember, be the change that you want to see. Until next time, this is Reverend Dr. Edvige. Namaste.